Hare Krishna. I have a question here from Manjari, and she's quoting from the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Krishna says to Narada Muni, each of the devotees you have sought and heard about in your wanderings here and there from Prayag Tirtha to Dwarka is perfect in all respects. Each of them can deliver the entire world, and each has truly received my mercy. There exists between them only degrees of perfection. So she asks that it seems that Indra's karma mishrabhakti and Brahma's jnana mishrabhakti also considered to be perfect. So what's the definition of perfection? Basically, perfection means to have come to devotional service. Krishna says this in the Gita. Says manusam sahasyeshu kashid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashid mam veti tatvataha. He says that it's a very, very rare person, yatati siddhaye, who's actually come to this perfection of devotional service. Yatatam api siddhanam, and of those who come to devotional service, kashid mam veti. A few people know Krishna. What does it mean to know Krishna? Well, tatvataha, know Krishna in full, Prabhupada translates tatvataha. When is Krishna full? Krishna's full when he's in Vrindavan, and Krishna's full when he's doing the rasa dance with the gopis. This is when Krishna is full. And all other forms of Krishna are equally perfect, be they Krishna's forms or Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, or in Vaikuntha as or Lord Ramachandra or Lord Narayan, or any other place, Mahapurush in Brahmaloka. But and therefore, anyone who reciprocates with them, well, of course, Krishna is reciprocating with someone. What does that mean? It means he's giving them his mercy. Everyone is getting Krishna's mercy. They get it in the form of devotional service, and get it in the form of sort of association that they have. But this devotional service that one acquires in the Madhurya Bharas is the special gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mam Veti Tatvataha. In truth, in full, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made available all the different degrees of Krishna's mercy and relationship with Krishna. Devotees then, at least if they know, then they have the option, that they have the option between all levels of perfection. And that's something that at earlier times was not immediately available. People did not know of such thing, nor was there anyone who was distributing that, especially distributing it freely, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and then of course there's the other part of what here the Lord says, but still, there's only degrees of perfection, so there's perfect, and more perfect, and most perfect, so degrees of perfection continue to exist. Even in the Brijbasis, then there are different degrees of perfection. Even amongst the gopis, there's different degrees of perfection. And, of course, even amongst the most perfect of gopis, then Srimati Radharani is the most perfect. And those who get her association, they become the recipients of the greatest mercy. But everyone receives mercy, and everyone is perfect. So it's such a wonderful thing, and therefore there is no real discrimination. This is a good devotee, this is a lesser devotee, this is more of a devotee. Even though we see that all of these personalities whom Narada visited, of themselves they think, I'm nothing, and he's so much more. But from Krishna's perspective, they're all perfect. And in another way, they're perfect because they also fulfill a facility for Krishna to experience all these different levels of reciprocation with perfection. So he's there with Indra as Lord Vamandev, and he's reciprocating with that type of bhakti. Sure, it's lesser in the sense of lesser perfection, but nonetheless, it's still perfection, and it gives the Lord a certain type of rasa. Rasovaisa, rasahivam. So, automobiles, you could say, are the fastest vehicles. Well, that doesn't mean someone doesn't choose to ride a bicycle. Why is he riding a bicycle if he can go by car? Because you get a certain type of pleasure in a ride bicycle that's not there in a car. And the car is by no means as fast, and in one sense, it's no mean, by no means as safe. But still, there's a certain pleasure driving a bicycle. Some people like roller skating, despite the fact that roller skates are a lot of work, and you are really then in a much slower mode of transport. And let your imagination go. You can think of so many other types of ways that people get around nowadays. All of them fulfill a certain type of function. All of them have a thrill that comes along with them. But certainly if you want to get around fast, of course, if there's, as long as there's no traffic, then going by car is the best way. And when you go out on the road, then you see cars, you see bikes, you see roller skates, you see these skateboards, you see all kinds of things. So now they got the scooters, as the latest craze. So same thing in terms of yatatam apisidhana bhakashidmam veti tatvataha. The original feature or the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is who we worship in our temples on the altar. There is Radha and Krishna, and they're dancing. Why do we worship that form instead of any other form of Krishna? Because this is the original personality of Godhead. This is, when we talk about God, this is the original form of the Supreme Lord, and all others are just different forms that he takes for his own pleasure, and their adaptations of his personality, his body, his potencies, and so on. But they are parts, and none of them are really full or equal to him. Hare Krishna.